Emotions Are Constructed is a profound exploration by Lisa Feldman Barrett in her seminal work How Emotions Are Made, The Secret Life of the Brain. This book challenges the classical view of emotions, arguing that emotions are innate, universal, and biologically hardwired responses to specific stimuli. Instead, Barrett proposes the theory of constructed emotion, suggesting that emotions are not prepackaged responses but are constructed in the moment by our brains using past experiences, concepts, and contextual information. This revolutionary perspective has significant implications for psychology, neuroscience, and our understanding of human behavior. This essay delves into Barrett's main points, elucidating the intricate processes involved in constructing emotions and highlighting the implications of this theory. The basis of constructed emotions. Barrett begins by dismantling the traditional view that emotions are hardwired and universal. She argues that what we experience as emotions are actually the brain's constructions based on sensory input and past experiences. This idea is rooted in the concept of simulation, where the brain uses past experiences to make sense of current sensory inputs. Barrett uses the example of looking at a series of abstract blobs. Initially, these blobs are meaningless, but once you are shown that they can form a coherent image, such as a bee, your brain can no longer see them as formless shapes. This demonstrates how the brain constructs meaning from sensory inputs, an invisible and automatic process that we are typically unaware of. This concept of simulation extends beyond visual or auditory experiences to include emotions, suggesting that the brain similarly constructs emotions. Simulation and sensory inputs. One of Barrett's theory's key elements is simulation's role in perception. When we encounter ambiguous or novel stimuli, our brain uses past experiences to construct a meaningful interpretation of these inputs. For example, when looking at an abstract image, the brain sifts through past visual experiences to understand what is seen. This process of constructing meaning from sensory inputs is invisible and automatic, occurring without our conscious awareness. Barrett uses the example of eating an apple to illustrate this point. When you bite into an apple, your brain processes the sensory inputs, the taste, the texture, the sound of the crunch, and constructs the experience of eating an apple. However, even when you merely read the word apple, your brain simulates the experience, causing neurons to fire as if you were actually eating an apple. This demonstrates how the brain constructs sensory experiences based on past experiences and sensory inputs, a process that is fundamental to how we perceive the world. The role of past experiences. Barrett emphasizes that past experiences are crucial in perceiving and constructing emotions. Our brain stores a vast array of sensory and motor experiences, which it draws upon to interpret new situations. This means that our emotions are not predetermined reactions but are constructed in real time based on the brain's predictions and simulations. For example, when you see a friend smiling, your brain uses past experiences of smiles to construct the meaning of that smile, whether it signifies happiness, friendliness, or sarcasm. This process of using past experiences to construct meaning also extends to emotions. When you feel a fluttering in your stomach, your brain uses past experiences to interpret this sensation, whether as excitement, anxiety, or hunger. This demonstrates how the brain uses past experiences to construct emotions, highlighting the dynamic and constructed nature of emotional experiences. The importance of context. Context is another critical factor in the construction of emotions. Depending on context, the same sensory input can lead to different emotional experiences. For instance, a fluttering stomach can be interpreted as excitement in one context and anxiety in another. The brain uses contextual information to make sense of internal sensations and construct appropriate emotional responses. Barrett illustrates this with the example of her daughter's gross foods birthday party. The guests were served food that looked disgusting but was actually tasty, like pizza with green food coloring and peach gelatin with vegetables. The guests' brains constructed the experience of disgust based on the context, even though the food itself was not disgusting. This demonstrates how context influences the construction of emotions, highlighting the brain's ability to use contextual information to construct emotional experiences. The concept of core systems. Barrett introduces the idea of core systems in the brain that work together to construct emotions. These core systems are not dedicated solely to emotions but are multipurpose networks contributing to various mental states. This challenges the classical view that specific brain regions are solely responsible for particular emotions. Barrett uses the analogy of a kitchen to explain this concept. Just as a kitchen contains various ingredients that can be combined in different ways to create a variety of dishes, the brain's core systems can be combined in different ways to construct a variety of emotions. This analogy highlights the flexibility and adaptability of the brain in constructing emotions, challenging the classical view that emotions are hardwired and biologically predetermined. Degeneracy and emotional variation. The theory of constructed emotion also incorporates the concept of degeneracy, where different neural configurations can produce the same outcome. This explains the variability in emotional experiences. Two instances of the same emotion can involve different neural pathways, highlighting the brain's flexibility and adaptability in constructing emotions. Barrett explains that just as different recipes can produce the same dish, different neural pathways can produce the same emotion. For example, feelings of fear can be constructed from different neural pathways depending on the context and past experiences. This concept of degeneracy highlights the brain's ability to construct a wide range of emotional experiences using different neural pathways, emphasizing the dynamic and flexible nature of emotional construction. The impact of culture. Cultural differences play a significant role in how emotions are constructed and experienced. Barrett points out that different cultures have different concepts of emotions, which influence how people perceive and interpret their internal sensations. This cultural variability underscores the idea that emotions are not universal but are shaped by social and cultural contexts. Barrett uses the example of different cultures' reactions to the taste of baby bees, a Japanese delicacy. While this may be perceived as disgusting in some cultures, it is considered a delicacy in Japan. This demonstrates how cultural differences influence the construction of emotions, highlighting the role of social and cultural contexts in shaping emotional experiences. Challenging the classical view. Barrett's theory challenges the classical view that emotions are innate and biologically predetermined. Instead, she argues that emotions are constructed through a dynamic interplay of sensory inputs, past experiences, and contextual information. This shift in perspective has profound implications for understanding human behavior and mental health. By recognizing that emotions are constructed rather than hardwired, we can develop more effective therapeutic approaches that focus on changing how we interpret and respond to internal sensations. This new perspective also challenges the traditional understanding of emotions as universal and biologically predetermined, emphasizing the importance of context and past experiences in the construction of emotions. The evolutionary perspective. From an evolutionary standpoint, constructing emotions provides greater flexibility and adaptability. Barrett suggests that constructing emotions based on context and past experiences has evolutionary advantages, allowing humans to respond more effectively to a wide range of situations. This flexibility is crucial for survival, allowing individuals to adapt their emotional responses to different contexts and challenges. Barrett uses the example of how different cultures have developed different emotional concepts to respond to their unique environments, highlighting the evolutionary advantages of the constructed nature of emotions. The role of concepts. Concepts play a pivotal role in the construction of emotions. Barrett explains that the brain uses concepts to make sense of sensory inputs and construct emotional experiences. These concepts are learned through social and cultural experiences, emphasizing emotions' constructed nature. For example, the concept of fear is not an innate response but is learned through experiences and cultural context. This means that different cultures can have different concepts of fear, influencing how they construct and experience this emotion. Barrett's theory highlights the importance of concepts in constructing emotions, emphasizing the role of learning and cultural context in shaping emotional experiences. The invisible construction process. One of Barrett's theory's most intriguing aspects is the construction process's invisibility. We are often unaware of how our brain constructs emotions, as this process occurs automatically and unconsciously. This invisibility makes it challenging to recognize the constructed nature of our emotional experiences. Barrett uses the example of her misattributed feelings of attraction during the flu to illustrate this point. She initially interpreted her symptoms as feelings of attraction but later realized they were symptoms of the flu. This demonstrates how the brain constructs emotions based on sensory inputs and past experiences, often without our conscious awareness. The implications for mental health. Barrett's theory has significant implications for mental health. Understanding that emotions are constructed rather than hardwired can lead to more effective therapeutic approaches. By changing how we interpret and respond to internal sensations, we can alter our emotional experiences and improve mental well-being. For example, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, focuses on changing negative thought patterns to alter emotional responses. Barrett's theory supports this approach by emphasizing the role of interpretation and construction in emotional experiences. This new understanding of emotions as constructed can lead to more effective treatments for emotional disorders, emphasizing the importance of changing interpretations and responses to internal sensations. The role of language. Language is another crucial element in the construction of emotions. The words we use to describe our emotions shape how we experience them. Barrett highlights that different languages have unique emotion concepts, which influence how speakers of those languages perceive and construct their emotional experiences. For example, the Dutch concept of gezellig, which describes a specific feeling of coziness and comfort, has no direct translation in English. This demonstrates how language influences the construction of emotions, highlighting the role of linguistic and cultural differences in shaping emotional experiences. Social reality and emotions. Barrett introduces the concept of social reality in the context of emotions. She explains that emotions are not just individual experiences but are also shaped by social agreements and cultural norms. This social reality influences how we perceive and construct our emotional experiences. For example, the distinction between a cupcake and a muffin is based on social agreement rather than physical differences. Similarly, emotions are constructed based on social and cultural contexts, highlighting the role of social reality in shaping emotional experiences. This concept of social reality emphasizes the constructed nature of emotions, challenging the classical view of emotions as innate and universal. The flexibility of emotional construction. The flexibility of the emotional construction process allows for a wide range of emotional experiences. This flexibility is essential for adapting to different situations and environments. Barrett's theory emphasizes the brain's ability to construct diverse emotional responses based on varying contexts and past experiences. For example, the same bodily sensations can lead to different emotional experiences depending on the context, such as feeling excitement during a roller coaster ride or fear during a dangerous situation. This flexibility highlights the brain's adaptability in constructing emotions, emphasizing the dynamic and constructed nature of emotional experiences. The brain's predictive nature. Barrett's theory also highlights the brain's predictive nature. The brain constantly makes predictions about sensory inputs and constructs emotions based on these predictions. This predictive process is fundamental to understanding how emotions are constructed and experienced. For example, when you see a bee, your brain predicts the sensation of a sting based on past experiences, constructing the emotion of fear. This predictive nature of the brain highlights the role of past experiences and simulations in the construction of emotions, emphasizing the dynamic and constructed nature of emotional experiences. Emotions as dynamic constructions. Emotions are not static but are dynamic constructions that change over time. Barrett explains that our emotional experiences are continuously updated based on new sensory inputs and contextual information. This dynamic nature of emotions underscores their constructed and fluid nature. For example, feelings of happiness can change to sadness based on new information or changes in context. This dynamic construction process highlights the brain's adaptability and flexibility in constructing emotions, emphasizing the role of context and new information in shaping emotional experiences. The challenge of changing perspectives. Adopting the theory of constructed emotion requires a significant shift in perspective. Barrett acknowledges that this shift can be challenging, as it goes against deeply ingrained beliefs about emotions. However, she argues that embracing this new perspective can lead to a deeper understanding of human behavior and emotional experiences. This shift in perspective challenges traditional views of emotions as innate and universal, emphasizing the constructed and dynamic nature of emotional experiences. Barrett uses the example of quantum mechanics to illustrate this point, highlighting how scientific understanding often requires abandoning familiar concepts and embracing new, more complex theories. The future of emotion research. Barrett's theory opens new avenues for research in psychology and neuroscience. Researchers can gain a more comprehensive understanding of emotional processes by focusing on how emotions are constructed rather than searching for biological fingerprints. This shift in focus has the potential to revolutionize the field of emotion research, leading to new insights and therapeutic approaches. For example, research could explore how different cultural contexts influence the construction of emotions, providing a deeper understanding of the role of culture in emotional experiences. This new focus on constructing emotions highlights the potential for innovative research and therapies, emphasizing the dynamic and constructed nature of emotional experiences. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's theory of constructed emotion challenges traditional views and offers a groundbreaking perspective on how emotions are made. By emphasizing the roles of simulation, context, past experiences, and cultural influences, Barrett provides a comprehensive framework for understanding the complexity of emotional experiences. This theory advances our scientific knowledge and has practical implications for mental health and therapeutic practices. As we continue to explore the intricacies of the brain and emotions, the theory of constructed emotion serves as a vital guide in unraveling the mysteries of human emotional life.